for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2010 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp Meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Friday afternoon, September the 3rd, 2010. Kyla B. Todd is the speaker of the service teaching on The Spirit of Man, Part 2. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
And I saw a congregation. There were pews that went like this. And I saw my son behind the pulpit. And Mike and I were sitting in the middle section and our family on the third row, front and center. And I was fine. And I said, well, Lord, I guess I can do this. So we all went. And when they brought us into the church, and I'd never been in there, didn't know anything about it, but when they brought us in, the pews were like in pie sections. And they brought us in the door over here, and we scaled that wall back about two-thirds of the way back. And I had told my husband what I saw. So I said, I'm going to go because God showed me I can do it. And so we get in the church and they're taking us down. I said, we're not supposed to be sitting here. No, this is not why. We're not supposed to be sitting here. My husband's like, just honey, just sit down. I said, but we're not supposed to be sitting here. He said, just sit down. So we sat down. Well, the church was filling up and the people had come in that had presentation. And all of a sudden, this woman walks across the front of the church and she goes to the third row and she's doing something and everybody's looking at each other and they all get up and leave the third row and she does like this and she sits us in the third row and Mike and I were sitting right in the center. Now, at the time, I didn't think about this, but as time goes on and I am thinking about this spirit man and spiritual things, I've learned that eternity, there's no yesterday. You know, God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. With God, one day is 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is 1 day. So in this situation, what I understand now is that God was that thing was already taking place in the future. So just like Revelation, every bit of this that's written in Revelation is already in the future. And God showed me us at that place, you know, a week before it ever happened. Now that is supernatural. That is a spiritual thing. And once my son was accused of stealing something, some money. And he had actually been in jail for stealing. Not the righteous one. This is the other son. But he had been in jail before for stealing. So when this theft happened, naturally it was in our community, and he had been in jail for stealing, so he was the one that was accused. And my son asked me one day, of course this was very upsetting to us, because I wasn't sure if he was innocent or guilty because he had stolen before. And so he said, Mom, do you think that I did this? And I said, I don't know what to think. I mean, you've stolen from us. Why should I not think that you're the one who did this? He said, I didn't do it, Mom. He said, have you prayed about it? I said, oh, yes, I have prayed that you not be guilty of this. He said, well, I want you to ask God to show you that I'm innocent. And I thought, okay. I really didn't have much faith in that prayer. But I told him that I would, and so I did. I said, Lord, other than turning back the clock and putting me in that place where the theft happened and me witnessing what happened, I don't see how you can show me that he's innocent. But he told me to ask you. I'm asking. Went on about my business. Well, one day, shortly after that, I'm cleaning house. Got praise music on. I'm singing with the... I'm not even thinking about this situation. And between the vacuum cleaner, the handle, and the floor, I start seeing a movie. A little movie. I can still see the floor, but I'm seeing it just as plain as day. I see the boy who was stolen from. I see his grandfather telling him, go get me $40. I need $40. The young man was a very poor community, very poor family. This young man was the only one working in the family. And his grandfather would take his paycheck and go buy his tobacco and gasoline and whatever. So this was the his income tax return. So I see the old man, I see the young man, and they're walking about 10 feet apart, and he's going toward his room where the money is. And he's not even talking, but I'm hearing his thoughts. I hear him. He's angry. Why should I have given him every one of my paychecks? I should not have to give him my income tax return. You know what? I'm not giving him my tax return. So he goes into the room, hides the money in a different place, and comes out and tells his grandfather that the money's gone. Somebody stole my money. Well, immediately, of course, this young man had no idea that his grandfather was going to accuse our son. They were friends. He had no idea. But once the ball got rolling, he couldn't go to his grandfather and tell him what he had done. Because how do you do that? I lied. That's hard for people to do. But this man had, he was a very controlling person. He had a fist this big, and he ruled with fear. So this young man, there was no way he could go to his grandfather and say, the money wasn't really stolen, I just didn't want to give it to you. Because who knows what would have happened. So that's what I saw. Now, I went to work. I mean, it took me a while. It's taking me a while. That happened 14 years ago. It's taken me a while to understand what this is. Well, I went to the office and said, Mike, you'll never believe what happened today. Remember when Kyle asked me to, and he said, yeah, and I said, well, I was vacuuming today, and this is what I saw. Well, I didn't tell Kyle. But I did tell the boy's mother because we were very close. We were prayer partners, actually. I told the mother what I saw, and she was kind of offended and insulted because her son would never do anything like that. And so time went by. A lot of things transpired. And one day the mother called me, all excited. He found his money. I said, really? Where was it? She said, it was somewhere else in his room. And I just had to sit down because I knew then that God had answered my prayer. And I thought, I was just dumbfounded. Lord, is that possible? Is that possible? And then I remembered that Daniel, when Nebuchadnezzar had the dream and asked for the interpretation, but he didn't tell Daniel the dream. So Daniel went back to his tent and said, Lord, give me the dream and the interpretation. And it says of him that he heard the king's thoughts upon his bed. Now, if I see it in the scripture, it can happen. And I know that's what happened. So we just never know. Now, when you begin to recognize, and like now, I get up in the morning and I say, Lord, I submit my flesh man to my spirit man this day. I submit my flesh man to the spirit. Lord, let me walk this day out in the spirit and not the flesh. Paul said, I put my body under subjection. And Richard quoted that this morning, that, you know, after I have preached, then I won't be a castaway. I put my body under subjection. So we need to put our bodies under subjection. Because what we do is we walk out our life in the flesh. We get in touch with our spirit man at church, you know. But he desires for us to walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. It can be done. Have I conquered it? No. I'm in the beginning stages. But we need to begin to walk in the spirit. Realize that we have a spirit man inside of us that's greater than the flesh man that we have contact with this world in. Begin to ask the Lord to reveal your spirit man to you. Because it's a foreign entity, really. We don't understand it, really. But it's time for us to begin to understand that spirit man that is in us and begin to let the spirit man have contact with the world. Because our flesh is nothing, right? Our flesh is nothing. Without him, we can do nothing good. Because we can do a lot of things without him. That scripture says, without him, I can do nothing. But that's because he's talking about I can do nothing good. I can do nothing divine without him. But we do a lot of things without him. In the flesh. In the world. So, before I realized that I have the mind of Christ because Christ is in me. Jesus, the Anointed One. And the Holy Ghost, who is the power of God. He's in us. So, when he sent out the disciples, he said, when you enter into any city, heal the sick. It's not a complicated thing. We want to make it a mysterious, you know, something that happens. Jesus wasn't like that. He just walked through. He walked out his life. And when people came, like the woman who touched the hem of his garment, she put a demand on who he was. And she drew from that. And we can do the same thing for other people. We have their answer. And let me tell you, we're fixing to enter some times that we are going to need to be in realization of the spirit man that is in us so that we can respond to the needs and the hurts of the world. Before I understood this, when I went to pray for somebody, I would be trembling with fear because I didn't realize the spirit man. I only realized the flesh woman of Carla who's going to pray for somebody and knowing that, you know, will it work? Will it not? I had all these questions. Am I going in the flesh? Am I going in the spirit? I mean, you can't even imagine the conflicts that I've had with my own self in this process of growing spiritually. But when I read Mark 16, this took it all away. Because see, even though Jesus is sitting at the right hand of the Father, after it says, Jesus said to them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow those who believe. Praise the Lord that God is not judging us whether or not we are believers by these scriptures. What signs follow you? Have you cast out demons in his tongue? Have you laid hands on the sick and they have recovered? Do you speak with new tongues? Have you taken up serpents? Now, this is not to say you bring snakes to church and pass them around. That's not what that means. When it says that you shall take up serpents, that word means a crafty, malicious person. character. That means you're gonna handle those things, and they won't hurt you. Drinking any deadly thing? No, we're not all gonna have some poison Kool-Aid today. No, we're not doing that. That means if I go anywhere and anybody does something to my food that is meant to harm me, this is why I always say, you better start blessing your food. I don't care if it's water, if it's anything. Bless your food. Because the word says that when you receive it, that it is, when you receive it with thanksgiving, it is sanctified by the word of God in prayer. Jesus always gave thanks for his food. That's where I got my, you know, how did he bless the food? He lifted it up and he gave thanks for it, and then he broke it and passed it out. Bless your food. So if there's anything, like not long ago, I think it was green onions or something that had something in it, spinach, you know, every once in a while, ground meat, eggs, you know, all of these things that are happening. And we don't know that somebody wouldn't sneak in and put something in the public water system. We don't know. So we need to bless that glass of water before you drink it. I bless my coffee before I drink it. We need to do those things. Because it just like when I got saved, my spiritual DNA was changed from being from the kingdom of darkness to the kingdom of light. Same thing happens with your food. You don't see it, but something supernatural happens over your food when you bless it, when you thank God for it and receive it with thanksgiving. So it doesn't mean drinking poison, but if there's something in the food and we bless our food, then it doesn't have an effect on us. So we're entering those days that we're going to have to do that. When you get in touch with that spirit man in you, your spirit man, will begin to warn you of things. Like, I have a place that I stop now. I used to just stop, well, you know, I'll get gas here, or I'll get gas there. And I stopped at this gas station. I was going to get a cup of coffee and pay for my gas before I got the gas. I walk in that store, and I'm not kidding you, it was like if you turned out two-thirds of the lights in here. That's how it felt when I walked in that store. It was like, I can't see in here. But there was a spiritual darkness there. But it actually looked dark. It felt, there was a darkness. I don't know how to describe it. Was it dark? Maybe with my spiritual eyes, I could see the darkness. And then as I looked around, it was like, I don't know, it was a foreigner owned it, and there were like Buddhas and, you know, all kinds of trinkets and statues up on a high shelf. And I had already gotten a cup and pushed the button, and I walked out of that store. I mean, it was like everything in me was saying, get out, get out, get out, get out of here. That's how it felt. And the days are coming when we're going to have to have that spirit man sensitized to what's going on in the world. I went into a Target store out of town one time. Same thing. I got my basket. I'm walking. And it was like quiet, too quiet, weird quiet, dark. And I mean, there were people in there, but it was almost like I'm in a movie. It's like stepping into a movie. They don't see me. I can see them, but it's like they're not there. It was just weird. I didn't really understand it. I left my basket right in the aisle. Whoop! Out the door. But these are the things that we need, that he can give to us. Because they're in us. But we need to exercise the spirit man, the thoughts. Okay, so I started asking God for those gifts, and they've been coming. One time I was here, and a fellow was having a problem. We were standing there, and in my spirit, I was saying, Lord, what is it? Lord, what is it? Lord, what is it? And I woke up the next morning and the man's face was right in, you know, I hadn't opened my eyes yet. I was coming out of sleep, but I saw his face. And I thought, what are you doing here? But anyway, and then the Lord said something to me about the man. And it was a word of knowledge. And I shared it with him when we got here the next morning, and he was shocked. You know, I thought, uh-oh, I'm wrong, you know. And I kind of backed up, and he said, no, that's exactly true. So those are the things that we need to walk out this spiritual life that we have. So begin to talk to the Lord. Lord, help me to be aware of my spirit man. Lord, quicken my flesh to sense it whenever the spirit man is speaking or when you're trying to tell me something. One time I left my in-law's house. We had switched cars. And I was driving Mike's daddy's truck. And he had just had a brake job. And there was a little store. When the kids were little, we would leave their house, this lake house. And we would always stop at this little store and we would all get an ice cream. Just a treat. Tradition. Well, we hadn't been up there to the lake house. I just went to exchange cars. And I'm on the way down the road and I hear. See, this is another thing. You start hearing and you think it's yourself. Or sometimes you even think it's the devil. This is what I heard. Stop and get an ice cream. Well, I wasn't even thinking about an ice cream. I didn't even want an ice cream. I'm thinking it's the devil, you know, because I'm trying to lose weight. And here he is telling me to get an ice cream. Well, it just kept persisting. And so I thought, okay. I pulled in. I get out of the truck, and there is smoke coming out in the back wheel well. And I thought, oh my goodness, I thought there was a fire. I went over and looked, there was no fire, but it was sure smoking. Well, I was only about a mile or two from Mike's parents' house, so I called him up and I said, I heard your truck, something's wrong. So he said, just stay right there. So he came in my car to see what was wrong with the truck. And I went in, got the ice cream. Really, I mean, I think the purpose was the Lord was telling me to stop because he knew. See, this is how it works. And so what happened was I had driven with the emergency brake on. Thought it felt kind of sluggish. But my emergency brake, you step on it, it goes down, and then you step on it again and it pops up. Well, his was up. So I looked at it and I thought, well, it's not the emergency brake. So he came, and I said, oh, I hope I have not ruined your brake job. I just felt terrible. I said, how will we know? He said, well, further down the road, you'll find out. Well, I prayed over it, you know. I took dominion over the brakes, and they were fine. But see, he can do that. So when you hear something, another time, I was coming to Lake Hamilton. Wasn't on the speaker list. I was walking out the door, and I looked back in my notebooks that I study and take notes in were on the ottoman of my chair. And I turned around, and I heard, you better take those notebooks. And I even said out loud, I'm not speaking. I don't need those. Left. Got up here. It was during the winter. One of the speakers where they lived, they got iced in and they weren't able to make it. And Glenn said, can you step in for them? And I thought, because I didn't have my notebooks, you know. So be listening for those things. Take notice. When you start arguing with yourself, see, what I realize now is my spirit man will talk to me. And my flesh woman will argue with it. So be listening and sensitive to those things. I gave an example last time when I taught this that I was in Walmart. I was down visiting my mother. She sent me to Walmart, take my car, take my credit card. So I've got my mother's car keys and her credit card in my purse. And I got the few things that she needed, and then I was just browsing. And I had no idea, you know, what aisles I had gone down or anything. I had left the grocery cart. I was just meandering. And I had stopped and looked at something, and there was another basket, and it was one that they pick up stuff that people have said that they don't want, and they take the basket and put everything back. There was a basket like that sitting there. So when I turned away from the item, I just took that basket and off I went. And I meandered some more and some more and some more. Then I went to the cash register. And I went to get the few things. It was not my basket. I was like, oh! All I could think of was my purse, my mother's credit card, you know. And I was in a panic. The flesh woman was in a panic. But I started to walk back from the direction that I had come, but I didn't have any idea where I had picked up this basket. But while I was panicking, my flesh man guided me right to my basket. I mean, my spirit man. And I didn't even realize. I was just like, oh, thank goodness. And my purse is here. And I checked everything. And then I went to the cash register. And there was a lady in line behind me. And I just walked away from the basket and left it. And I came back and she said, well, I wonder what happened to you. And I was changing the basket. I said, this is not my basket. I went off and left my basket with my purse and everything. And she said, girl, you must be living right. And I said, well, I do pray every morning. I put the angels of God around me and my car and everything. So the angels were protecting my purse. But, you know, don't be presumptuous. I was very thankful to walk right back to that purse. But see, this is what the spirit man, while I'm not paying attention, my spirit man knew exactly where I had been. So this is a good thing. And like thinking, usually I'll see things in the morning on my way to the office and I'll say, oh, I need to get my umbrella. It's supposed to rain today, but I'm getting Mike ready for work, so I'll do that later. And I go on. Usually I get halfway to Jasper and think, I forgot my umbrella. And so now, when I submit my flesh man to my spirit man, I'm finding that I don't forget those things. It's like I'll go to walk out the door, and immediately I'll just turn around and go get the umbrella. I'm finding that my spirit man is in the forefront. But submit your body, your flesh body, to your spirit man. And then just watch the things that will begin to take place. So present your body a living sacrifice. Now, another thing that is needful in order for you to do this is to get acquainted with God. You've got to acquaint yourself with God. And how do you do that? You do that in the Word. See, I'm not a history person, although I enjoyed last night. Used to, I didn't care anything. I hated history in school, and I knew the Old Testament was history. So for years I stayed out of the Old Testament. I stayed out of the Old Testament because they said, it's the history. Ugh, no. But when I finally broke down and read the Old Testament, I learned the nature of God. I learned the ways of God. I learned the faithfulness of God. I learned the love of God. So get in the Word. You need to get acquainted with Jesus. How do you do that? In the Word. You get acquainted with Jesus as Savior, as Lord, as Redeemer, as Reconciler. You need to get acquainted with the Holy Ghost. How do you do that? In the Word. And you need to get acquainted with the Word. Because the Word is the weapon of our warfare. In Ephesians chapter 6, it talks about our armor. And I have to tell you that that armor is not an outfit that we put on. You know, people say, well, I don't even know how that happened. I put on my helmet, I put on my breastplate, I put on my girdle. And I'm thinking, it's not an outfit. It is a lifestyle. Your armor is a lifestyle. You have the truth, the righteousness, the gospel. The shield is faith. The helmet is salvation. Your spiritual sword is the Word. And then under that it says praying in the Spirit. Those are the things that you do as a lifestyle that will protect you and help you walk through this life more successfully. Okay? So, what I want to do is I want to bind and break some spirits off of you that could be hindering you from getting in touch with your spirit man. We're not getting in touch with our feminine side or our masculine side. God is both combined. He's everything. So we're going to get in touch with our spirit man. So right now, if this is your first time to be in a deliverance camp, Frank Marzullo, who has a bunch of books back there, and I don't know who else does, but he's the only one I've ever heard say it. He would, I was in a deliverance meeting with him one time, and he forbade the spirits from putting on a show. He does not let them put on a show. He said, when I call you out, you will come out quietly on the breath. So that's what we're going to do. Spirit, another word for spirit is pneuma, it's breath. And so we're going to, when I call out the spirits, you just take a deep breath and exhale. Just take a deep breath and exhale, and they'll come out quietly on the breath, okay? So, now, if there's anything else, that's okay, too. I was in a church service one time, and this man was praying deliverance, and this girl started coughing, and he said, I don't know who told you you had to do that, but you don't have to do that. And she just kept continuing, because it was already in motion. So if there's coughing or yawning, I'm a yawner. Sneezing, crying, you know, all of these, no matter how it wants to come out, let it out. Just let it out. So right now, in the name of Jesus, I bind every spirit of unbelief in the believers right now. Every spirit of unbelief, I bind you and break your power and command you to go now. Every spirit of unbelief, every antichrist spirit, I bind you and break your power. Every antichrist spirit, go in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of fear, I bind you and break your power right now. Fear, you go. Intimidation, go. Shrinking back, chickening out. I don't care what that spirit of fear is, I command it to go right now in Jesus' name. I bind any spirit of error. Any spirit of error. Sometimes as we go to different churches and things, we learn things, and it's error, and it can stand in the way of you living a right Christian life. So I just bind every spirit of error right now. Go in Jesus' name. I break your power. Error, you go in Jesus' name. All spirit, religious spirits, all religious spirits that came down through the family bloodline, down your mother's side, down your father's side, denominational religious spirits, go in Jesus' name. Every religious spirit, every spirit of false doctrine, go in Jesus' name. False doctrines, I bind you and break your power. All spirits of deception, go now in Jesus' name. All spirits of deception, I bind you and break your power and command you to go in the name of Jesus. All lying spirits, go. I bind you now and break your power. All lying spirits that tell you you're not worthy, this is not for you, but only for apostles, prophets, preachers, teachers, no, believers. So I just bind all the lying spirits. Break your power right now and command you to go. All perverse spirits, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of perverseness, go, that would twist the truth. In Jesus' name, I bind you and command you to go. All contrite spirits, go. Argumentative, contrite spirits, you go in Jesus' name. Seducing spirits, I come against all seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, go in Jesus' name. All seducing spirits, I break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. All Jezebel spirits, Jezebel hated the things of God. She killed the prophets. So I just bind and break every Jezebel spirit and command you to go. You leave God's people in Jesus' name. All spirits of divination and witchcraft, you go in Jesus' name. All spirits of divination and witchcraft, you go right now in Jesus' name. Leave God's people in the name of Jesus. Take a deep breath and exhale. all evil spirits. I command any evil spirits to go. I break your power and command you to go in Jesus' name. I come against every spirit of jealousy in Jesus' name. All spirits of jealousy, go, that would hinder you from being able to live a good Christian life. All spirits of jealousy. The deaf and dumb spirit, I bind you, I break your power in Jesus' name. That would keep you from hearing God when He speaks to you, hearing His Word and receiving His Word. All deaf and dumb spirits, go. I bind the spirit of pride. All pride spirits, you go. Pride and haughtiness, I bind you and command you to go in Jesus' name. I speak to spiritual deafness in Jesus' name. I bind you and command you to go. Spiritual deafness, spiritual dumbness, not being able to speak God's Word, go. Fear of speaking, in Jesus' name. All spiritual blindness, go. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and break your power. All spiritual blindness, you go. In Jesus' name. I command your eyes to be open. All spiritual eyes be opened. I remove the veil of deception. In the name of Jesus. I bind all spiritual paralysis. All spiritual paralysis, go. In the name of Jesus. Not being able to get up and go and do what you know you're supposed to do. I bind you and break your power. I come against the spirits of slumber and deep sleep. Slumber and deep sleep. I say, wake up in Jesus' name. I bind you and break your power. All spirits of slumber and deep sleep, you go now in Jesus' name. I come against the spirit of heaviness. Heaviness, go. All spirits of heaviness, you go right now. Sorrowfulness, grief, in Jesus' name. I come against the feeble spirit. I bind and break the feeble spirit in Jesus' name. I come against fainting spirits, weakness, feebleness, go in Jesus' name. All spirits of bondage, go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of bondage, whatever your bondage is, command it to leave you now in Jesus' name. If you want to get free of bondage, take authority over that thing in you and command it to get out in Jesus' name. All spirits of idolatry, I bind you right now. All spirits of idolatry and spiritual whoredom, that means chasing after other gods, idols, in Jesus' name, I break your power and command you to go. I bind every unclean spirit right now in the name of Jesus. Every unclean spirit, you go in the name of Jesus. All spirits of infirmity, I bind you and break your power. You go in Jesus' name. All spirits of infirmity, you know what yours is, name it and tell it to get out in Jesus' name. I bind and break the spirit of death, the curse of death that came in the garden. I bind you and break your power right now. The spirit of death, you go in Jesus' name. You've been abolished by the shed blood of Jesus Christ. I command you to go. I come against the spirit of the world. The spirit of the world, I bind you and break your power in Jesus' name. All spirits of the world, you go. Love of the world. All spirits of darkness. Spirits from the kingdom of darkness, I bind you and break your power and command you to go. I bind the spirit of man, the spirit of man, in the name of Jesus. I break your power and command you to leave in Jesus' name. Now, I bind every familiar spirit that traveled down your family line, that's been in your family for generations after generations. I command every familiar spirit that came down through your mother's line, go in Jesus' name. I command every familiar spirit that came down through your father's bloodline, go in Jesus' name. That traveled down the bloodline and is guiding you this way and that and making you do the same things that your ancestors did. I bind every ancestral worshiping spirit in the name of Jesus. I break your power and command you to go. All ancestral worship. Okay, now Lord, I ask you now to loose. I just loose right now over your people the spirit of knowledge, the spirit of wisdom. Lord, just receive it. The spirit of prophecy, Lord, pour it out. Understanding, Lord, we just ask you to bless us with understanding, with counsel and with might, the spirit of counsel and might. Receive the spirit of faithfulness in the name of Jesus. Receive the excellent spirit in the name of Jesus. Lord, give us clean hearts and right spirits in the name of Jesus. Lord, grant to us the spirit of grace and supplication in Jesus' name. Lord, we ask for the spirit of holiness. Pour out your spirit of holiness in the name of Jesus. Lord, the spirit of faith. Grant to us the spirit of faith. We ask for the spirit of meekness and lowliness, Lord. And that's the good kind of meekness and the good kind of lowliness. Not prideful and haughty, but meek and lowly as Jesus was. The spirit of glory. Lord, release upon us the spirit of glory in Jesus' name. All of these spirits are mentioned in the Word. Release upon us your spirit, the spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. Lord, I pray that if anyone has not received the baptism of your Holy Ghost, receive ye the Holy Ghost in Jesus' name. The spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Loose the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Release upon us the spirit of Elijah in Jesus' name. You know Elijah and Elisha. I love that. Because if we could just be like Elisha was, he followed Elijah around, and when it was time for him to go, Elijah said, what do you want? He said, I want a double portion. And he said, if you see me go, I will drop my mantle upon you. As soon as that mantle dropped, he picked it up and went over to the Jordan River and said, where is the God of Elijah? Because he had seen Elijah exercise his spirit, the spirit man that he was. And so Elisha knew that if he said he would be able to do it, he exercised it right away. He didn't waste any time. We need to not waste time. Lord, now I ask that you would grant to us the gifts of your spirit, your love, Lord. Lord, I ask for a baptism of love. If there's anybody here, Lord, who's never experienced your love, I ask right now that you would pour it out upon them. Reveal to them who they are in your sight. Not the sight of other people who have told them who they are and who they're not, but Lord, who you say they are. Pour out your love on them. Your joy, your peace, your patience, your kindness, your goodness, your faith, your gentleness, and your self-control. And Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this word. I thank you for this word and what it's done for my life. And I ask, Lord, that you would bless everyone who hears it with the same revelation knowledge of who they are and who you called us to be, Lord, that we might be about our Father's business. As you were sent, you send us. And we thank you for that. Thank you for deeming us worthy to be containers of your presence in the earth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. And Lord, bless the food. It's time to eat again. Can you believe it? Lord, we give you thanks for the food, and we ask you to bless it in Jesus' name. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.